Welcome to the Man Talk 2 podcast. I'm your host Lee, and beside me, outside in the nature, Slick Rick doing his thing. Audio video hold it down. Appreciate Master Mind Studios for hooking us up today. The girls, my bad. The ladies once again are not here. They should be back. Hopefully, maybe next week. If not, we'll keep doing what we do. All right, so. Me and Rick had this discussion. Well, we didn't have a discussion. He had a discussion about it. I saw it on my feed. So let's just get into it. Ladies. Ladies. Should you give your son or your daughter that you had by a male that's not married to you, your last name? Now, we understand. Well, let me say this too, and maybe hopefully people understand this. If it's a married couple and it's and everybody's under the same surname, which is the last name of the male of the household, we get it. It's about lineage. It's about legacy. It's about leaving something on to the next person, which is the son or the daughter. So forth and so on. So when you out here having kids and you're not married to this particular person, or y'all have a one night stand or what have you, you get pregnant, you have the kid, and all of a sudden you don't give the kid the last name of the father or the sperm donor or the daddy or whatever you want to call that person. Let's talk about that. Do you give the last name of you yourself, which is the mother's name, or the father's name? What do you think? Let's get into it. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. Let's see what come out of it.
You know my answer.
Yeah, go ahead, put it out that end, right?
Hell yeah. Like the child, I mean, that's just the way it go. For me, it's about all those things that you said, even if I'm not married to the mother. You know, like in my case, I would have eventually been married to the mom if that's what she wanted. But I'm that dude. If I was to have a kid by you and you didn't give it my last name, I'm putting myself on child support just for the name change, because it's my, like you said, my lineage. It's all of that. Like, whatever I got to do to get my child to have my name, that's what I'm doing. Because
there's a lot of women out there that says, hey, and I don't know the percentage of them, but it's a lot of women out there that said, hey, look, sure enough, we did the deed. I got pregnant. You was there. But I carried this child for 9 months or 8 months or whatever. I went through all the birthing pains and the C-section cuts and the all this stuff. He ain't there for all that. Why should he get the last name or she get the last name of the kid? Why is that? Because there's a lot of people out there saying that.
Oh, I know. And we're going to get one on the show, too. We are. Because I've already had this. I've had this discussion in person with somebody as well. And so, you know, she just got married and everything like that. So, you know, trying to give her time to get everything, the business side taken care of it that she needs to take care of, then we're going to have on. But honestly, I understand that they are the ones that carry. They go through all the pains, the sicknesses and all that. But if you think about it, the only right, if we're not married, the only right that I have or the only thing that there is, unless we get the court system involved, is my last name. Because it's, well, I don't know about all states, but state of Tennessee, as the dad, you have no legal rights. Until, you know, if you're not married, you, like, the mother can make whatever decision she want to make, you know, in regards to everything. So, really, the only thing I have is my name to pass down.
So, and I saw this in passing, too. It was some meme or short reel or whatever. Boyfriend and girlfriend got into a fight, got upset, got into an argument. She put him out and went to court. and change the last name from the daddy to the mama, because she's sitting here. And if I can find that reel, I'll play it for you, Rick, later on. Yeah, they had an argument, and it didn't go the way she thought it was going to go, or what have you. And then she took it to the extreme and changed the child's last name to her last name.
I didn't know that you could just go do that because you choose.
Yeah, you can go change your name at any given time, as long as you have money. And as long as you ain't trying to get out of no debt or whatever, then yeah, they'll let you change your last name.
Man, she
was being changing names to last name of women. That's going on.
I have seen that, or they both do like a hyphenated.
The hyphen thing.
Yeah.
But most women that I'm talking about now, or we're discussing now, are not talking about being hyphenated. They're not talking about.
Yeah, they talking about it just being there.
They're talking about just them, the child and the mama. The mama gets the child's last name in her name, and they go from there.
I couldn't do it. Like, and like I said, I understand the woman is the one during the time of pregnancy that has to make all the sacrifices.
Yeah.
You know, it's her sacrificing her body, her health, you know, all that. But at the same time, once that child get here, I'm making just as many sacrifices. You know, like as far as in the raising of the child, not the birthing. Mm-hmm. So if the only thing that, you know, you're going to want my money to help, you want me to feel like it's my child too, then why don't it have my last name?
Well, let me throw a curveball in there. What if they are not there? What if the father is not there, or the dad is not there, or the sperm donor is not there, or the guy who got you pregnant is not there? Does that give you the right also to put the child's last name in the mother's name?
See, I'm a junior, and my dad would never ran. And I grew up around my aunts and my uncles and stuff like that, so I'm still like just as proud of my last name. You know, I hate the fact I'm a junior, but but I'm very proud of my last name. And it's funny, my cousin, him and his mom and his dad went to child support court and all that stuff. I think we were almost teenagers, so he was like 11 or 12, and they had to change his last name because my aunt was the Dave, and his dad, you know, was the other name.
Okay.
So, you know, up until he was like 12 or 13, he was a Dave. And so after, you know, they went through that, I guess it was the request of the dad to where if I'm paying child support, then I want him to have my last name. And of course the courts are going to do that. He did that, and I gave him so much shit for not being a Dave for a long time. But It is. It's one of those things. Just because he's not around now, don't mean that he might not snap back and come around. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Right.
So, and I don't know. I guess it's one of those things. I've always looked at it as that's the way it's supposed to be done, because that's the way it has been done. Does that mean it's right? No. It don't, because you know, it's like the way we were raised, getting our ass beat. You know what I'm saying? But does that mean it's right for us to raise our kids beating their ass? I mean, some of them need it, but but it don't make it right. It's just the way that it is, and I guess it's more of a tradition thing.
True, to some extent. I mean, like you said, it's to me. It's still about lineage. It's about tracking from one person to the next. We're not putting down the mother or saying that she's not important or whatever, because she's the one that actually brought you into the world, so forth and so on.
Yep.
It's about lineage. It's about having that name last.
Carry on.
That's all it is.
That's why every man wants a son.
Yeah.
Like,
to some degree. I mean, it's a lot of women. I mean, it's a lot of men out there that want daughters, but you know.
I got two daughters, so my name is gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gone. The men are one on.
You love kids, right? You can have another.
Hey.
You got time? You still young?
Man, I'm 40 years old, Lee. What the fuck I look like? I'm trying to live life and enjoy it and, hey, make six figures and, you know, I ain't trying to take vacations. I ain't trying to be like, hey, can you watch Trey? Because if it's a boy, it's going to be the third. So
watch Man Man.
Can you watch Trey while me and go to Florida for a week? They going to be like, what?
Right. So, I mean, stupid. It's plenty of surveys out there. You know, we getting back to the name thing. I mean, it's plenty of surveys out there. It's a lot of them saying, you know, in this country alone, I'm not going outside of this country because there's a lot of different stuff going on outside of the U.S. And hell, there might be some stuff that's going on in the U.S. from other countries. But plenty of surveys out there saying that surnames, like it could be 50%, it could be 10%, it could be 40%, it could be 4% that these women in this day and age are putting that name, their last name, on their kid, no matter what. Now, like you said earlier, it's some hyphens going on in there so they won't get lost in the sauce when it's time for them to, you know, move on. And plus, the kids, some male kids want to represent their mom and their dad in their life when it comes to lineage, because maybe the dad wasn't there at a certain amount of time, the mom was doing everything, or it could be something similar to that. But I'm not going to say at a loss for words, but I think for me, like, I had a son and my son has a son and we all got the same last name. So that tradition is still going on, and it's good to see your grandson or great grandson or great, great grandson can look back and say, yeah, that's my daddy. That's my daddy's daddy. That's my daddy's daddy, daddy, daddy. And it all have the same name pouring through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. Women don't get the chance to do that, but I think it's been a tradition since day one.
Yeah,
that's all I can come up with.
Yeah, see, I don't know when it started or none of that, but I just know. I feel like I said, I feel like as a man, we already have the least amount of rights when it comes to our children if we're not married. And before y'all get on here saying, well, y'all should marry the mother, sometimes it ain't our decision, you know. Some of us, like I said, wanted to be married. And the woman, that ain't what I want. I'm not ready for that. You know, but we ready to have kids, but we ain't ready for marriage. Kind of. But, you know.
The cart before the horse type deal.
Yeah. So you know, it's just one of them. What else do we have? Like, our names. It's like how we say as men, all we have is our word. All we have is our name.
True. We do have our name. I mean, right. That's about all we got, honestly. Unless you set up for success from the previous person.
Yeah. So you know, and why take that from us? I get nowadays in America, you know, a lot of women are trying to get away from the traditions, like, because there's some that don't want to change their name when they get married.
Correct.
You know,
the hyphen thing, which is, yeah, the, you know, whatever.
So, you know, I get that, but there are some things that I feel like just needs to be left alone. And to me, that's one of them. Cause if I was to ever have a child and you not give it my name, my last name,
mm-hmm,
man, I'd be livid.
I mean,
I would take every step that I had to take to get that name changed. I would
let me throw this in there, because it's like I was saying earlier, it's a lot of women out here that's having kids, and be it mistake or on purpose, by choice, by design, whatever you want to call it, and they don't get along with the person that they had the kid with. And the person who fathered the child is not in that person's life, the kid's life. Them people those women, I'm not going to say them people, those women, do you think they have the right to put the mother's last name on them kids and not the father, even though he ain't been there, he ain't paying child support, he ain't did this, he ain't did that? Is it still feasible for the mother to put the father's name on that kid?
I can understand it if they choose not to, but I feel like if I was a woman, I still would give that child that man's last name, especially if you know 100% there's no question that that's your child's father. Mm-hmm. That would be, I would still do that. But if they chose not to, like I said, I understand it. I just feel like the only thing that a man can pass down is the name. And just because that man is not acting right now doesn't mean that he won't come around.
I mean, you got people out there that don't never come around.
True. I'll
guys out there that just they wasn't ready at that time, and they ain't gonna never be ready.
I agree.
They not, or you got men out there that don't accept the fact that they got kids by this woman or this, whatever, and they don't want to be associated with that woman or the kids for that matter. Does he have the right to have his name put on a child that he don't have no interaction with, don't care nothing about, don't acknowledge, none of that stuff, don't provide financially, don't provide emotionally, don't even stop by to say hi, none of that stuff? Does he still have the right to have his name on that kid? I say, personally, I would say no.
And I agree with you. Like, it wouldn't be a right. So if the mother chose not to, mm-hmm. I understand it. But if I was a mother, I would still give my child the father's last name.
There's a lot of women out there that put unknown on their dad, on their father's side of the kid's name. Unknown.
That's because they probably don't know.
I mean, they probably it's the people that probably don't know. You right. It's probably some women out there that's been so scarred by this dude that they don't want to have nothing to, they don't want to have nothing to do with him.
Some of them just outside and really don't know who the father is.
Correct.
I mean, let's not act like that shit don't happen.
No, I'm saying that. I'm just saying, is it feasible for the kid to have the last name if the father or the sperm donor or whatever you want to call him is not choosing to be in that person's life, help raising them, help, you know, guiding them, teaching him or her stuff. I keep saying him.
But at the time that you're given the last name, you don't know if that person's going to be there or not. So
true. True. I mean, I don't know. I'm not bent on the fact that women don't put on the last name for the mother. I'm not bent on that. If the point for me is, do the father have the right to, if they're not interacting with this kid, even if it was for a brief season, you met this girl, you hung out with her for 6 months, y'all got a kid, blah, blah, blah. The father should be there.
Yeah, he should always.
He should be there. He should want to be there. He should want to have his name on that kid. He should want to recognize and be recognized for being that dude that the kid can go to, and the mother, even though they don't fucking get along, can say, yeah, if he don't do nothing else right by me, he does this right by this child.
Hey, I'm sure we've all been in that situation, boy.
Yeah, it was times
I couldn't even talk to her, but if she hit me up and was like, hey, the baby need this, I bet.
Yeah, been there, done that. That's nothing new. But all my kids got my last name.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know if I want to call it tradition or whatever, but that's the way it came out to be.
See, you know, biologically, I only have one biologically, and she has mine. But, mm-hmm. you know, like I always say, I talk a lot of shit, but I love the kids. That's why I take care of all the ones I do. But, you know, yeah, I would. If my daughter wouldn't have had my last name, oh, I would have lost my shit.
We would have came to an understanding.
You said that way better than I said it.
Yeah, we
but we said the same thing. We just said it
right? I'm just saying it in a more politically correct way without getting hounded.
Yeah. I would have done whatever I had to do legally to get her name
correct.
Changed. Like,
correct.
There's no ifs, ands, buts. Like, and for me and her, the biggest discussion was going to be if it was going to be, you know, if she would have been, if my daughter would have been a boy, I want, it would have been the third.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was like, no, you know, I'm not doing that. So that was like our argument. It wasn't the last name. It was more about if it was a boy, what the name was going to be. So.
That's crazy.
But I feel like as the man, I have a right to input on the name, especially, you know, I'm going to be there, you know, like no questions asked. I'm going to be there. There again, we have no legal rights. Give me some, you know, give me something.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're going to be getting for 18 plus.
Yeah. You get it for the rest of your life.
But
kids don't go away just because it's 18.
Yeah, but
they need stuff after 18.
End up being a girl, so didn't have to worry about that.
Mm-mm.
But legally, I feel like the man, like I said, if it was me and I was a woman, I would always give it, and there was no questions about paternity, I would always give the man's last name, whether that man wanted to be around or not, because I would still be that parent that as the child is growing up, be like, yeah, this is who your dad is. You know, I would have that hard conversation when the time came. This is who your dad is. He knew you were around, you know, he knew about you. Mm-hmm. He just chose mm-hmm. to not be around.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to go and try to foster that relationship now that you're old enough to make that decision and reach out on your own, feel free to. I wouldn't feel no type of
power to you. Yep.
Like, but I am my oldest daughter. That's the one that's not. She's not biologically mine. Mm-hmm. I've never tried to keep her from her biological father. The motherfucker.
There's no reason to. Yeah, you find them out anyway.
Right. But you know, you have some people that'll do that. But my brother's dad, they kind of raised me and guided me. So it's like I was brought up like that. So why would I try to change that, you know, dynamic? Mm-hmm. So, you know, at one point in time, I was thinking about legally adopting her and changing her name. But then it was just like, do I want to do that? You know, like that is her lineage. I don't want her to not know about, you know, who she is and where she came from. Because. Mm-hmm. If you don't know where you came from and who your people are, it's a lot that you don't know about yourself.
True. I'm just surprised that in this day and age now that we are so, I'm not going to say petty, but you know, to the point that we want to wipe off the face of the earth as far as it's concerned.
Traditions don't matter anymore in this new age. And that's just really what it boils down to is tradition. Some stuff we don't know. I'll give you a tradition. When you ask somebody to marry them, you give them a ring. That didn't start mm-hmm. until like the 1920s. That's fairly new, you know, in the age of tradition. But a woman ain't going to let you, you know, well, I ain't going to say all, but majority of them, you ask them to marry you, they want a ring. You don't want to do away with that damn tradition, do you? Because you want jewelry. you want something to show that somebody wanted.
Proposed, you know, wanted you.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So if all the other traditions don't matter, why does that one matter?
It's a valid argument. I don't know. Now, ladies, let me say this to you also now, because it's some assholes out there too, men that you don't want to be associated with, your kids be wanting to associated with, like the whole Eva Marcel thing. because you remember we talked about her a couple of episodes ago, and the baby dad was out there whooping her ass and all this old type shit, and the daughter does not know her father. And I, like I said in the last episode that we talked about this, big ups to Eva for getting her child out of that situation and not letting that child be exposed to this dumbass dude who around here whooping on a woman and calling himself a man. I understand that. That's total extreme. You don't get the last name. You don't get the benefits or the privileges or whatever. I get that. I'm not ruling anybody out as far as that is concerned. You do what you got to do to get up out of that situation and stay up out of that situation. And like I was saying in that last episode also, I wouldn't let my kid be in that environment, period. I don't give a damn what last name they is. I don't give a damn who the dad is.
But also, I'm not letting my kid
be in that situation.
Just because he put his hands on her don't mean he would be like that towards the child. But that is one of those things you really don't want to know.
I wouldn't take a chance.
You don't want to stick around to find out.
Nope.
I don't want
to take that chance. Because if you lost respect for your baby's mama and around here whooping her ass, it's going to eventually boil down to some
of these women put their hands on the men first.
And then,
it's like I say, men have so much respect.
No hit back. Yeah,
and men have so much restraint until they can't restrain them, until they can't control it anymore, and then they lose it. And of course, if the police go, the man gonna be the one go to jail instantly, unless you got proof that you were assaulted first. And then at that point, both y'all going to jail. Let's just be real. But I wouldn't
put my child in that situation. Period.
Yeah.
Knowing what kind of person that person is, be it male or female, I'm not putting my child in that situation. That's a recipe for disaster for me. Because all they see when that child is walking around is you. Oh, I can't get to him, but I'm going to get to you. And you take that back to him and tell him, or you tell her, blah, blah, blah. I'm not putting my child in that situation, period. And I agree with Eva. Once again, the baby daddy shouldn't know. The daughter shouldn't know about her baby dad and all the shit that he done. I don't know particularly what happened, but it's been rumored and alleged and all that good stuff. All them words that you put in front of him, he whooped her ass, allegedly.
Yeah.
He supposedly whooped her ass. I mean, everything you put in front of is outside of saying he actually did it. Let's say that so I can cover my own ass. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't give my child's last name to somebody who whooping my ass. Period. That's just me. I couldn't do it. Because I don't want my child to be associated with that stigma. Because everybody know about Ike and Tina. I don't think none of the kids got the last name of the dad. If they do, then it was like you saying, tradition. Carry on, blah, 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 so forth, so on. But she took care of them kids. She did all that stuff. I'm gonna have to find out about that just to be sure before I start talking on it. But you don't want your kids under that umbrella already. They're already two holes in behind anyway. They're already black. They're already female, if it's a female or male. The whole thing is all jacked up already. Then you got to go out here and face the world and say, "Hey, your dad is out here whooping ass." No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, they all four of her kids have Turner as the last name.
Okay, so she went with tradition.
I mean, but they were married. I think they were married.
But I bet you believe this. They ain't associated with him like that. Especially when I'm sure she told him. Well, she ain't had no choice because the fucking movie came out.
Yeah.
So it had to be told. But I'm sure they all on mama's side, not daddy's side.
Hey, even if it ain't no abuse anything, the kids normally on the mama's side.
Right. That's true too.
let's just be real, Lee. They always gonna believe they
mama. I mean, you got some daddy's girls out there, but you know.
Yeah.
When it come down to it, I'm sure mama gets more. Well, hell, we already know that because Mother's Day is popping every year.
Yeah, even on Father's Day, it's a happy Father's Day to all the single mothers out there.
Right? They doing that shit.
Be like, well, man, can we have something? Can we have something?
Can I get something?
Like, that's what Mother's Day for. Like, I don't go around here telling single men that raise their kids happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish motherfucker would tell me happy Mother's Day. Like, bruh, get out of my dad's face.
Get on out of here.
Yeah, like, that was a running joke between me and a couple of my homeboys that had their kids and took care of them and all that, you know. And I'm
happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, you a strong, independent, single black man. Happy Mother's Day.
It's crazy.
I mean, but it ain't no more crazy than us normalizing telling women.
Happy Father's Day on Father's Day. They've been there and they got the kids in their house and they supposedly trying to perform two roles for the kid and blah, blah, blah. I get it.
Man, but, growing up, I probably had seen my real dad maybe four times before I got grown.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom, it was all my mom's. But I never once told her happy Father's Day. I would never disrespect
ever.
Her.
I've never.
You know what I'm saying? That's what Mother's Day is for, is to show the appreciation for everything that she's done.
Right. You don't get two. I guess in this day and age you do, but you don't get two.
Gonna be it. Never mind. I ain't even gonna say what I started to say.
Nah, I had a feeling what you was gonna say, but nah. So, ladies, let me bring it back to you. You do what you want to do, okay? I mean, we're not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing. All we're saying is,
can we have something?
Be conscious of what you're doing by your child or children.
I like that, because you got to be conscious now, because you might be mad now. Y'all might be mad, but you got to think about the future.
You got to think about the big picture, late on down the line, so forth and so on. And true enough, like I said earlier, some men don't need to be represented in their lineage. Some men just don't. Some men ain't ready for that. Even though you slept with them, had a kid by them, so forth and so on, they ain't ready for that. And it shows in their everyday life.
A lot of that, and I'm not saying it to just put it on the woman, but ladies, sometimes y'all need to choose better.
I say that all the time. You know me for saying that.
You can't blame the man for doing everything. It's like sometimes you got to take responsibility and accountability for the person you chose.
Correct. Even if they did choose me, even if they did, the man choose you to be with, you don't have the they not strong arming you into a relationship.
And they go for men.
You got a right to say no. For men too.
Cause yeah, sometimes we be like, oh man, she crazy. Well, that's your fault for not getting to know her before you didn't pull out.
Right. Right. Be conscious, ladies, when you put yourself in a situation with a guy and they got that last name thing going on. I'm not saying be just roll over and say, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Just be conscious of what you're doing in life with this person that you're sleeping with, that you have kids by, that you know it ain't no damn good, or he the best guy ever, or he ain't about shit, or he own his shit. Be that person. Say, hey, look. I know this guy ain't about shit. I ain't finna let him impregnate me, and we not finna have no kids, so I don't have to worry about all that shit. Be that person. I mean, I know it's good and it sounds fun for that one night or that 1 week or that 6 months or that 1 year, but what is it gonna look like in a lifetime for a kid when you get mad at him and y'all don't do the whole same name, last name thing? How does that look? Or you know for a fact he ain't take care of none of his other kids, but he telling you he gonna take care of yours, and you put his last name on yours, and come to find out it ain't that way.
Or you know he couldn't keep a job from the beginning, but right. now he a bum when he always was that.
Right.
He just looked good to you.
Or he got money now because he doing stuff now and not for the long haul. And y'all know what I mean. And I'm not going to put that stuff out there in the street like that. He got now money. Not down the line future money.
I watched something on, it was a video on TikTok. Like, yeah, I was watching it this morning when I first woke up. Scrolling mm-hmm. through the little, I guess it's the reels. And mm-hmm. dude, you know how people be on the streets asking people questions? Mm-hmm. And dude was like, would you rather have a dude, a 9-to-5 dude, or the now dude with that got the money or whatever? And none of the black women said the 9-to-5 dude.
I mean, that's their choice. I give it to them. That's on them. That's their choice. That's what they want to live by. That's their whole thing. That's their ride or die. That's I'm going to hold them down, blah, 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 for now, because he got that type of money now. But when stuff get hard and stuff start falling off and stuff start changing, then what? Are you still going to be that right now girl? Or are you going to be that I'm going to hold him down until he get back on his feet type girl? And are you going to put your kids in that situation to be in that position or that predicament? I'm just putting it out there. Think big picture when you start laying down with these folks and talking about having kids and, oh, my bad. I didn't forget to pull out. You know, he ain't about shit. And like I said, he got about 15 other kids out there somewhere. Or, you know, the baby mama he talking to, he talking crazy to her. You expect you to be different. That ain't gonna happen either. So I was just talking about that because we talked about it on the feed. It came across my feed and you talked about it in person with somebody. And I just wanted to know, is it cool for the kid to have the mama's last name?
Hey, so everybody comment. Make sure y'all comment on this. Like,
yeah,
because we want to know.
A soon and up and coming topic, because it's a lot of people starting to talk about it now. It's been a topic of conversation for like the last, I'm gonna say it's probably been a long time, but it's just now from what I've seen, because it's a lot of podcasts and radio shows and whatever are coming up with this topic as well. So we're trying to get out in front of it. And like I said, it came across my feed and I was like, yeah, that's a good one to talk about.
And so, the day you sent it to me, I was like, man, that's funny. I just had this conversation.
Yeah, just had this conversation because you got all these single mothers out here with these kids, and some of them got their last name on their kids and not the daddy or the father or the sperm donor, whatever you want to call them, like I keep saying. So leave some comments in the section below, like a thumbs up or thumbs down if you don't like it. Subscribe, follow, you know, do the whole nine, man. We need some help on that. So with all that being said, we're looking for the comments. Y'all be good. Be safe. We'll talk to y'all next week. And hopefully the ladies, I didn't say girls this time, the ladies will be back on the show. If not, we'll do it again. All right. We'll holler at y'all. Y'all be good.